And joining us to talk rugby league, we're all back together in the studio, I think, for the first time in a while. I'll tell you what, it was beautiful. Loz and Bulldog, they had a bit of a cuddle out there before. They hadn't seen each other for a while since Loz obviously had a bit of surgery.
Had the beak done.
Yeah, and, you know, you just assume that...
Bit of love.
It's a few left jabs in between these two, but... It was gorgeous to watch.
It's really wonderful.
It's what mates do. When they haven't seen each other for a while, we give each other a hug. Yeah. And you're right. Very rarely do we share emotion like that. I haven't seen him for a while, so I thought it'd be the right thing to do is give him a bit of a hug, my little bulldog. How are you, mate?
Good morning. Yes, the team's back together again.
We're back, baby.
It's quite emotional out there, Loz.
Well, it was. I haven't seen him for a while.
You get goosebumps?
Do I look any different?
Bring a tear to a glass eye.
You don't look any different.
No, you look good, actually. And I say that, you know, in a nice way.
That's a rap coming from you.
Hey, he's not me bagging you.
You call the truce, have you? Is this an early truce?
Well, only one day.
You're a bit wounded still.
Right.
Someone else
bagged. You get back on your feet.
Yeah. Buzz bagged you on Monday. I said
you
were a steam
bulldog, did he?
He didn't take kindly to that.
He's a cruel man, Phil.
What did he bag you about?
Oh, I can't remember. Where do I start?
Stealing his exclusive.
A, ends in Z.
Bulldog, I've got a question for you. Before we go to footy, I want to ask, you've been involved in this world for a long, long time. You've seen so many things on and off the field, in and around sport, not just rugby league. How does this Tim Payne stuff coincidentally come out 3 weeks before the Ashes? Has the media been holding this, in your opinion? How does it work?
Clarkey, I don't know how it's come out. It came out through Melbourne, and clearly I'm in Sydney, so I genuinely don't know.
Okay.
All I can imagine is that he was cleared several years ago, and there was no media who knew about it. This time, it's appeared in the media, and Cricket Australia's thought, well, we have to take some action, and quickly.
Mm.
So I think the media, in the end... through their knowledge of the situation, forced the decision upon CA. How the media got it, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know whether the lady involved was involved in the leaking. I always thought, too, if you did leak personal text messages, that was illegal, unless you had the approval of the person that you were sending it to.
Yep.
It's just a very sad and sordid affair, isn't it, Clarkey?
Oh, it's horrible, mate. For everyone involved.
I don't think there's any... thing sinister in the timing, Clarkey. That's just me. You might think differently. I don't think it's deliberately been done a couple of weeks out from the Ashes. That's just my opinion.
Mm.
But certainly, it's appalling timing for Australia. And somehow we've got to move on to find a new captain. Clarkey, there's a little bit of mail around town, and you'd know this more than I would, that they might give it to Steve Smith.
Yeah, I think it's certainly still being considered.
Really?
I think they're...
Yeah, look, my mum might be wrong. I'm a league writer, Loz, not cricket. But there's just a little bit of mail that I'm hearing that Smithy might get it, but please don't take that as gospel. Mm. But I've said from the start, I think we've got to move on from Sandpaper Gate. I say it on the Sunday show every week. I get howled down, but time's come. They've done their punishment. All of them cop severe punishment.
Yep.
They copped an absolute hammering to their reputation.
Agree.
But they've done their time. Everyone's entitled to a second chance.
I agree with that.
But I agree with that as well.
I just thought with what has occurred with Tim Payne, I just thought... I would give Steve Smith the job, me personally, but coming from where Cricket Australia are at the moment, and it's an image look for them... They're not going Steve Smith. That's what I'm thinking.
I can tell you now, if they have played any part in Tim Payne resigning, that is because of the perception, right? Now that it's out and the public have heard what has happened, Cricket Australia don't want that look on their captain. If they have played a part, there's no way they're going back to Steve Smith.
No.
Because it's the exact same situation. There's going to be beef moving forward with Sandpapergate.
Mm.
One little error of judgment, one little overstep the line, and this is why I feel for Smitty, I don't want him to have that scrutiny or that pressure as well. Like we saw last summer. I said it the other day, when he stood at the crease and marked centre, like he always does, people said he was trying to rough the pitch up. And that was back page news for 4 days. Questioning, is he a cheat for doing that? Is he tampering with the pitch? Like, Matt, if you know Steve Smith, he's not gonna do that. But I just feel, if they're willing to make a stand on Payne because of this moral issue, then I'm with you, Loz. I can't see them being willing to to risk the perception of Steve Smith. But I agree. It's certainly being spoken about, Bulldog. There's no doubt about it. I think it's one of two people. I think there are some concerns around the timing for Pat Cummins being an Ashes series, being such a major series. But is the time ever right or is the time ever wrong? You don't know until you give someone a crack.
Can I play devil's advocate here? If this is a private, consensual text exchange, which isn't illegal.
Yep. Which he was cleared of.
Which is probably immoral.
Yep.
But does an immoral action through a text message, is that justification or does that warrant being sacked or being forced to stand down as the Australian cricket captain? And we know the esteem that's held in. You know that better than anyone, Clarkie.
You're asking the wrong guy because I never would have captained Australia. This is my point. If they went back and looked at my history as a kid, go and ask my mother if I should have captained Australia when I got the job. My mum would say, no way in the world. This guy is a terror. He'll run amok. If the speed limit says 40, he does 60. He refuses to abide by the rules. He's going to create chaos. My own mum would say that. So if you look at someone's history and you study every decision they made along the line, we've all made mistakes. Every single one of us. Yes, I get there's different levels of mistakes. I understand that. But no one is perfect. It's not rainbows and butterflies. And I agree with what Loz said. Because it's a moral issue, I don't think it's fair that we sit here and judge that. I think that's between Tim, his wife, their families, and the third party. It sounds like that was dealt with. Now, all of a sudden, because of the perception of it, we're making different decisions. And I don't think that's fair.
In the cold, hard light of day, is it enough for him to go? Or are we, as we do as society these days, kowtowing to the perceived backlash from the PC mob?
It's like Loz said, Cricket Australia are caring so much about everyone, what everyone says and thinks, that they made a decision that if they felt this way 4 years ago, I'm cool with that. That's your decision based on how you think the Australian captain should be. Sack him, right? I'm cool with that. But you can't sack him now, 4 years deep, once you've had the information for 4 years. Why? Because it's made public? I don't think that's fair.
Yeah. And the other one for me, Bulldog, is now they're talking about having these background checks on the candidates. You know, that are going to be in the running for the Australian captaincy. Now, Pat Cummins, all right, is allegedly their number one choice, and I think Pat would be a deserving choice if he gets it. But if he doesn't get it, you know what people are going to think?
100%.
Oh, he's done 100%. Something wrong in the past.
And he might not want his background information known to people either. He might not want business. People digging around his private life. I'd be saying, you can have your captaincy, but you stay away from my private life. I do not want you blokes in there sticking your big noses in trying to dig up some dirt.
There's lots of dirt if you want to dig as well, no matter where you look. That's what I'm saying. We've all got a past. We've all made mistakes. We've all made decisions that, you know, 10 years on, 20 years on, your decision would be different.
Well, it was certainly a big few hours on Friday after we got off air. Firstly, the Tim Payne story broke, and also the story of the Bulldogs and the photo of Viliami Kikau and a Bulldogs polo there with Trent Barrett and Phil Gould. What have you made of the fallout from all this, Bulldog?
Yeah, it's been a very messy, unsavoury incident, hasn't it, with the three of them being pictured in polo shirts. Now, the Bulldogs launched an investigation immediately, Middo. Right from the outset, they had their thoughts on a certain individual who works at Canterbury Leagues Club. After a day or two, they issued that person with a show cause notice. And as of last night, after meetings on Monday, he resigned immediately. He isn't just a lower rank staff member. He's quite high up in the Bulldogs. He's on an annual salary of around $200,000. So he's got a fairly big job there at the Bulldogs. It was explained to me last night exactly what happened. The previous management had given approval for several of the staff members, including this gentleman, to access the CCTV at Canterbury Leagues Club on his phone. So you can actually sit there and watch the cameras on your phone or on your television. And that is how he saw it at the time, last Friday. He took a screen grab And from there, it went viral. So the whole thing's very sad. A bloke has done the wrong thing. Whether he deserves to get sacked or stood down near Christmas, he's got a family. It's sad again, but can't help but think, though, you know, is he a scapegoat? Of all the people that did the wrong thing, the one bloke to get the bullet is an employee at Canterbury Leeds Club.
Sack him as well, isn't it? Can you not fine him or... To sack him?
He stood down, Clarkie, technically. Whether he was pushed, you wouldn't think he'd stand down voluntarily before Christmas on a handsome wage.
Yeah,
you reckon sack him?
No, I don't think sack him.
I don't think you can sack him, can you?
No.
Again, we're sitting here having a conversation about Tim Paley. Like, he hasn't done that.
At the end of the day, is it? Yeah.
Is it that bad, what he's done?
No, I don't think it is. It was a bad look, and I understand.
Yes, you know what?
Bulldogs
so
and Penrith.
Fine him or do something. I mean, it's that hard to get a job these days. I don't think it's fair you just sack him for that. I think that's way too hard a punishment.
Yeah, I agree with you there, mate. I think it's harsh, very harsh.
Yeah, I mean, it embarrassed Kickout. That was the main beef Canterbury had, particularly the day before he had to go and celebrate at the street parade at Penrith.
I get that.
And some fans booed him. So
I get that.
Clearly, from the outset, Viliami's not real thrilled about the Bulldogs.
Yeah. But even the honesty Bulldog, if you come out and, you know what, I'm so sorry, I shouldn't have done it, I, you know, feel like you go through that individually, that's
people
quite
do a lot
embarrassing
worse.
Enough, you know what I mean?
People do a lot worse.
Yeah, I think
take
it's a
massive
call to sack him.
Yeah, and don't get sacked. Yeah.
Some people don't understand the media, Laurie, and this bloke doesn't because he's not in the media, and I get that. He probably took it as a bit of a lark.
He probably sent it to a mate who's then passed it on to someone else, who's then passed it on to someone else.
It was a bit of a joke,
and
he didn't realise the possible ramifications.
Yeah.
Is he silly for not realising that? Probably.
Yes.
But some people just don't get how the media works. And within an hour of the photo, he's probably gone, OMG, I'm in big trouble here.
Mm.
Jerome Hughes, his future. So he decided at this stage not to take up an option in 2024. Is that right, Bulldog, there at the Melbourne Storm?
Yeah, that's right, Mido. There was a bit of a kerfuffle last week, I guess you could say, that Jerome said no to 2024. But we do get ahead of ourselves a little in the media in terms of contracts. He's still got 2 years to go.
Mm.
So instantly there was this suggestion that he's out at the door, he's going to the Dolphins. There is some interest from the Dolphins. But I think now that the dust has settled a little bit, his manager will head back down to Melbourne and to discuss the situation rationally. It wouldn't surprise me if he does sign a new long-term deal, which would take him to about 31, 32. So, look, at the moment, I think we're all getting a bit excited that he's going to walk out the door. I think once the cold, hard light of day settles and we can all move forward calmly and rationally, I think a deal will be done. But let's repeat, he's still got 2 years left on his current deal.
And the same thing happened with Regan Campbell-Gillard at the Eels when he said that he wasn't going to take up his option. And obviously the manager sort of, you know, inquired with a few clubs to see whether they were interested or not. And Parramatta, you know, came back and offered him a deal, which was accepted. And eventually he re-signed. And that could possibly happen with Jerome Hughes. But this pricked my ears last week, Bulldog, when you wrote about Kieran Foran possibly leaving Manly. There was other clubs interested in signing him.
Yeah, it's a really interesting story. Let me start by saying he's got a contract for Manly next year. And I spoke to Des Haslett. Des has no plans to let Fozzie out of his deal for 2022. So we'll clear that up early. However, Newcastle are having just some private chats at the moment among themselves about who they can get to replace Mitchell Pearce. I think as much as the players they've got there are good players, they certainly are in need of a big playmaker. The Brooks situation continues to bubble along. I still don't think he'll go. I've said that from the very beginning. So they've said, look, you know, do we go and make Kieran Foran a two-year offer, which would mean he'd have to get out of his contract at Manly. You know, he could pick up 350, 400 times two. Nice paycheck toward the end of his career, Loz. Mm. And you know, that would potentially prompt Fozzie to ask for a release if he can get the extra year out of his contract.
Contract, yeah. You mentioned Luke Brooks and you think he's not going anywhere. What's the latest with Josh Hodgson? Do you think he will leave the Raiders and go to the Tigers?
At this point, no. The Raiders are saying, look, we just can't come together in terms of money. But it just keeps bubbling along, Laurie. You know the old saying, you know, where there's smoke, there's some fire. And the other element to the Foran story was that I was told if Hodgson goes, then they might allow Brooks to go. And then the Tigers might have a look at Kieran Foran. So we're still bubbling along in the background. There's lots of rumours, lots of speculation. As a journey, you've got to try to wade through what's reality and what's just fiction. But I don't think at the moment the Hodgson thing will happen. But all it takes is the Tigers to come back, say to the Canberra Raiders, will bump it up a bit, and I think the Raiders would let him go immediately. These things bubble along for months, and then, boom, they can happen within 24 hours.
Appy Coruscant, now only a handful of players, what, even around single figures or just on double figures now, still not vaccinated. Appy Coruscant still one of them, and what could it mean for him if he doesn't go ahead and be vaccinated?
Yeah, he had a meeting last week with the Panthers, Mido, and was told very clearly of the ramifications and the consequences if he doesn't get his vaccination. Appy will miss 4 games next year through not being vaccinated. So the Panthers are saying...
Minimum
4 games. It's okay, they're saying, to fine Appy, which they will, but how much disruption does that give the team in those 4 weeks? You're going to Brisbane or Cowboys. They're the first team going across the Tasman, excuse me, to play the Warriors in the first game. So again, to do that without Appy is a big call. So
the other thing too, Bulldog, is that you might have 3 finals away from Sydney. Correct. You might have 3 finals. You might have 2 in Queensland. You might have 1 in New Zealand. You might have 1 in Melbourne.
Absolutely.
So you could miss the whole final series.
Absolutely. So at the moment, Coruscant is on holidays, Loz. He's been told to go away. He's not back till about the 15th of December. When he walks in the door, clearly they'll jump at him, so to speak, and say, what are your thoughts? At the moment, they don't want to go down the we're going to sack him path. And I guess this is the little bit of confusion we get when each club has been left to make their own rules around their vaccination policy.
Yeah. And the Raiders have Josh Papali and a couple of others, and down there in Melbourne with Big Nelson.
Yeah.
So
there's a suggestion around town, Laurie, and it's unconfirmed, that the NRL has sat back and just calmly waited, hopefully to get the vaccination rates right up into the mid-90s, and then they might come out in December with a bit more of a stringent policy across the board, which is clear-cut and quite stern.
Will they need to sack players, though, Bulldog? Because, again, the rules and regulations around, grounds and travel, it seems to me that's going to take care of itself anyway. So the NRL don't need to make the decision. It's going to be made for the player anyway.
You don't have to sack him, Clarkie. You're probably right, but it's disruptive. If they've got to train and go to another room, you know, the team bus, the hotels, the 4 games you just mentioned, it drives a wedge between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Whether we like that or not, it's just fact. So Penrith are just desperately hoping that Appy takes the decision out of their hands. They don't have to be the tough guys and overrule or bully a player into vaccination. But clearly for everybody, it's so much smoother and cleaner if everyone in your squad gets the jab.
Yeah. And before you go, Joey Leilua, what's he doing?
Yeah, story came through overnight just confirming that he has signed a 1-year deal with Featherstone Rovers over there in England. They're not in the Super League. They're in the League One equivalent in England. So Leilua, obviously, as we know, Loz, he's got some good points and some bad points. But when Joey's on and he's fit and he's focused, he could be incredibly damaging at that level over there in England. And Featherstone are looking to be promoted.
And Scooter on the text line, when is Bulldog on home and away?
Still waiting. Actually, I'm a bit disappointed. Tomorrow night is the last one of the year.
Mm. Oh, what a shame.
Having a hiatus over Christmas. No shows.
Just play what a shame. Replays?
Devo.
Nothing.
Old shows? No, really?
It could be 8 weeks.
Oh, Devo. Right. You going to be all right?
No.
Why don't you watch the ones you recorded?
I don't record. I don't know how. I've got a VHS still, Clarky. I don't know how to do all that new stuff.
It's the last time I would have watched Home and Away.
Oh, it was when it should have been pulled off.
Actually, I don't think I've ever watched a full episode.
Oh, Shane and Angel days for me.
Mate, surely.
Kate Ritchie.
Everyone
she
says
was
that.
In.
Suddenly it pops
she?
Out.
She was in it.
Yeah.
Kate, what was she? Who was she? She was one of them.
Sally?
Sally. That's it.
Yeah.
Suddenly it's coming out, eh?
Mino had a little
a surprise.
Crush on Sally.
Nah.
Ooh.
No. Anyway.
Thanks, boys. Mate.